I'm Harriet Sugar Miller, and tonight on Health Exchange, we're going to talk about caring for our seniors. Our guests tonight are Frances Kucharski. She's a therapist from Montreal, and she does workshops aimed at helping families communicate. And Dr. Tahir Zandi. He's the director of the Alzheimer's Assistance Center in Plattsburgh, a psychology professor at SUNY, and a specialist in aging. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Okay, Frances, let's talk about that first mom and daughter we saw. I mean, that's a very common conflict. You say yes, they say no.
Yeah, very interesting. Appearances are deceptive here. It seems that they're talking about food. The truth of the matter actually is they're engaged in a power struggle. Daughter is trying to dictate with best of intentions to the mother what she should be doing, and mother is actually saying no.
So it's a control
issue. The mother actually sounds demented, but she's not.
Well, we don't know if she is.
Well, there's a good possibility that when you see behavior like that she may be attempting to frustrate the daughter or prove to her that she will not be controlled. We see children doing this all the time. Children saying, yes, I brushed my teeth. Parents saying, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Are the children demented? Not necessarily.
Well, do you see a lot of adult kids who think they know best?
Absolutely. People seem to think that their parents have not lived life's experiences and cannot make choices on their own. We may be worried, as this daughter obviously was.
Yeah, and I mean, I have to take her side for a minute. What if you really, really are worried? What if you are concerned? Is there another way of saying, Mom, you need Meals on Wheels?
Definitely is, but you wouldn't say you need.
Okay, how do you say it?
You would own the difficulty. The daughter actually has a problem. She's worried about her mother's nutrition, and she needs to speak to her mother in that way.
So what does
saying,
she say?
Saying, iMessages, Mom, I'm terribly worried about whether or not you're getting proper food. Is there anything you might need that would help you? And
so
what suggestions
makes it
might you have?
Her concern.
The daughter makes it her concern.
Okay.
Here, the daughter's like a drill sergeant cross-questioning the mother, and the mother is reacting.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's the problems that actually force us to change.
Right.
Most of us won't do the hard work necessary unless we do encounter a problem.
That's true.
I love what you have to say about vertical versus horizontal relationships. Tell us about that.
Well, in this case, we can see that daughter is actually acting vertically. That's a one-up position. If we are one-up, it certainly means that somebody else is one down. Mm-hmm. And anyone in a one down situation will not tolerate it. They will do something.
They don't want to be there.
They don't want to be there, and they'll destroy the balance. Mm-hmm. So that's a vertical, one up, one down. Horizontal means we're all equal.
And we respect each other.
But equal, treat each other with mutual respect. We never destroy the other person's integrity or being. We speak out of our own needs and wants.
Okay. Now, we talked about the parent who doesn't want help. What about the one who's always calling and the daughter's always running to help? Help us with that situation.
The daughter who's always running to help, as you said, may have gained a great deal of self-esteem by being the good girl in the past.
The pleaser.
The pleaser. Mm-hmm. But now she's run into a problem because her pleasing is very displeasing and destructive to herself. So the pleaser needs to learn how to say no or set loving limits, and loving is an important word. That is, she can ask herself, the daughter, what am I really wanting and needing in the situation? Mm-hmm. And then with great compassion, convey this to the mother so she can stop running. Mm-hmm. Now, often a daughter will say, yes, but my mother will get upset. When we are trying to change behaviors, we have to risk the other person's displeasure. And that's part of growing up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The daughter is actually growing up,
right.
Not dependent on her mother's approval.
Okay. Right.